Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace this morning. We have an exciting topic we are bringing to you today. Didn't get to do it last week, so I'm just going to do it this week. And our title, before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we come today just saying thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new morning that we have never seen before. Thank you for each caller that will call in or will come in today on the archives today, dear Heavenly Father. Those that will come in and listen, dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise for them. Bless their homes. Bless their houses, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. Move Sadie out the way, dear Heavenly Father, and ask you to let the Holy Spirit come in today. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're talking about, what is true worship? Everyone think about true worship is strictly songs, music. No, it's more than that. That helps usher in, but that's not the main focus. We come together and sing the songs of praise, but the song is not worship. We love to hear the music play, but the music itself is not the worship. All of these things are what we use to bring us in to a place of worship. But they are not worshiping in of themselves. For true worship comes only from the heart. It is my prayer that we come together with one mind and one accord to always seek to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So today we're going to talk about true worship. You know, true worship, if you read the word, it's coming from Romans 12:1-2. And the word of God says, if you have your Bibles, turn over to 12:1-2, and you can read it for yourself. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what the word of God is saying. So today, we're going to go into it a little bit further on true worship in spirit and in truth. Everyone worship. Some people worship money, possession, popularity, prosperity, or other people. They might not sing worship songs to their bank account, but by the way they live, they worship their money. But worship is not just singing songs in church. Worship is a lifestyle that places value on its objects. True worships of God mean that the one worship is placed when God on value and putting him at the center of life. The true worship going to come from your heart. The song, you can worship in your home, in your car, and never hear music playing. But when you truly are thankful to God, you can start worshiping God anywhere. You can be in your bathroom. You can be driving. You can be in a store. And you go to just worshiping God, and you know people go to looking at your funds. That's all right. But you know God is a good God. And when you think about that, I have a caller that's on the air. Caller from area code 832-4790. Would you take over for me, please? I have a call coming through. I'm bringing you on, caller. You're not on the air.
Okay, amen. Just like the woman of God said, that worship is just, it is so important, and you don't need any music. Just like she said, it's a personal, it's intimate, and it's between you and God. It's private. You know, it's different. Worship and praising is two different things. And what she's talking about is that you don't have to, you know, have no fast music going. And, you know, this praising is, worship is more of in a slower realm, in a slower, a slower pace. It's when you become, you know, it's kind of like you just giving your whole self, like your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole body, your whole soul, your whole spirit. Everything is just when you just, you know, going into that place of, Lord, creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. It's a place of cleansing. It's a place of purging. It's a place of you know, surrendering. Because if you really think about it, if you really think about it, when you're praising God, you just, you're screaming and you're hollering and you, yeah, thank you. Oh, bless him. Oh, he's worthy. Oh, God, you know, you're just going. But when you're worshiping, it's more of a time of intimacy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like you just saying, okay, God, you know, I did this wrong today. You know, I'm trying to come up in this area. I got so much stuff on me. I don't know which way to turn or which way to go. You know, but you're just cleansing yourself.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And just stay on the line, Paula. We have some more people have been added to our calling list today. So anybody that's on the line would like to talk about what is true worship today, feel free, just hit one on your keypad. And if you know someone would like to come on the air today, give them the phone number to call in. And the number is area code 646-716-4389. And when we're talking about true worship, you know, as I was saying before that other call came in, that true worship come from your heart. God already knows how you feeling, what you feeling. And you don't have to hear no music on the radio or your CD player in your car. When you just think and know of the goodness of God and you just go to worshiping him from your heart, from your soul, I mean, you know, it say, you know, a time is coming and has not come that when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. But they are the kind of worship the Father seek. That's the kind of worship he wants us. You know, God is a spirit. That's why I put spirit and in truth. And his worship must, and the worshipers must worship in spirit and truth. And if you turn over in your Bibles to John, the 4th chapter, I'm going to read what that's saying. That way you can hear it. If you have your Bibles, we're going to turn over to John 4 and go to 23, the 23rd, 4th chapter and the 23rd verse. And the word of God says, but the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's where the topic comes. What is true worship in spirit and truth? We have to give God our all in all. He gives us everything he has. He gives us more than what we even ask for. So why can't we praise the Lord? Why we just got to wait till on a Sunday or Wednesday or Tuesday night to hear the musician play a song, our favorite selection, and all this kind of. We should be ready when we get to the house of prayer to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. And if anybody would like to say something, just hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear what the Lord is speaking to you about in worship, true worship. You know, I noticed that Jesus didn't say anything about singing worship and song. To worship in spirit and truth means that everything in your life is centered around God and guided by Him. That your choice reflects Him. That your actions are directed by Him. And that your words are filled through Him. My, 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 my. You know, God is just so good. Number, area code 832-479 is your last number. Would you take over for me? I have another call coming in.
Amen. Praise God. Yes. Just like she said, you guys, just like she said, you know, you don't have to have a bunch of stuff going on when you're worshiping. You could just be in your car driving down the street and just start worshiping. Just start magnifying and lifting up the name of Jesus. Start just praising, loving on Him. Did we talk? She said, true worshipers. And you don't have to hold nothing back from God. Yeah. See, when you're worshiping God, you could be real. Just like how you can't be real with people. You can't tell them stuff because they're going to be mad at you. You can't tell them how you really feel sometimes. Because if you do, they're going to be upset with you. Well, when you're worshiping God, you can tell Him exactly how you feel. You can tell Him what's going down on the inside of your heart and in your mind. If you got hate in your heart, you can say, Lord, I got hate in my heart. Oh, God, I need you to deliver me. I need you to wash me. I need you to purge me. I need you to cleanse me, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
See, when you come, when you worship it, when you really, really worshiping God, you don't have to hold nothing back.
Ah, thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to hold. You can be real with yourself as well as with God, because when worship come in, deliverance come in.
Yeah.
You getting down into the inner core. You getting to the muck and the clay. You getting down into the source, in the roots.
Yes.
When you start worshiping, you ain't got to hold nothing back. You don't have to be afraid to tell. Don't you, like she said, He already know. So you don't have nothing to hide from God. God knew you when you was first, before you was even in your mother's womb, up until now. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, from the day you was born, you can't hide nothing from God. And as we begin to worship and be real with God, then things will begin to happen in our life. Amen. Go ahead, woman of God.
Thank you, woman of God, for taking over for me. You know, when I came up with this topic, I look at my son. My son is a true worshiper.
Oh, yes.
I see how, I mean, he just give God his all in all. He's down on the floor. He's prostrate.
That's
he's raising his hand. He don't have to hear no more. He just thankful, knowing that God loved him and he loved God. He give God his heart, his inner being. If anybody ever saw my son, to really see what a true praise is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, when people see him in true worship, they break down because they see he for real. He ain't playing. He ain't trying to hear this and hear that or who doing this or who doing that. He's saying, God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I magnify you. And he just don't be doing it with his lip, but he just put it all with his body into letting the Lord know, here I am, Lord. I'm yours. You're my fiber. You're my being. You're my everything. You're my need. I can't make it without you. You know, there's a lot of people who believe that if they just drag their bodies into church on Sunday morning, prop that carcass down on a chair or a pew in a church, then fall themselves with their hands once in a while. You see people like that, that they are worshiping God. But that's not worshiping God. God is really all about, if we really worship God, all the things we do, playing the music, singing, clapping or raising our hands, tapping our toes, and whatever else you feel like doing, all a physical manifestation of worship. But before that can be considered worship, there has to be something even greater happening in the heart and in the spirit. You got to go down. Oh, my. You have to go down deep within you and let that what's on the inside of you that God have created in you come out. And it will show, it will manifest itself without a shadow of a doubt. God will show the truth that's in you, the spirit and in truth. You know, even, you know, in Israel worship God loudly and boisterously. But we Pentecostals are known for our boisterous worship service. You know, we aren't like those who would go to church in quiet reverence and never even say amen to the preacher of the word. You know, some people come out, oh, it don't take all that. It take all that and some more, baby. Just sitting there, wise and otherwise, and criticizing somebody. You know, you don't know how the Holy Spirit going to deal with that person. From little, when I was coming up, I would see people that just start laughing. And I would wonder, at when I was young, I wonder what they laughing about. That means that spirit on the inside had give them laughter. Some people would start clapping. Some people would start running around the church. And at that time, we didn't have all these instruments that they have now. They had the word of God on the inside of them saying, what all I done been through this week, how God have delivered me. God raised me up off of my sick bed. How I know, you know, they were just telling the heart of God what God had did to them. And they break out up in the worship. Here my children didn't have food to eat, didn't have clothes to put on their back, shoes to put on their feet. And when you go to thinking about all that God is doing for you, I found myself in a worship in my car. Sometimes I got to pull my car on the side of the road and just give reverence to God, because I be so full and with so much in me that I'm giving to God that you can't even contain yourself if you in a true worship.
That's right.
Jesus. You know, and we have to, we as women and men of God, that's on the air and those that may come later, we got to let people know when we come in, we should come in prepared in prayer, on the prayer line, interceding for one another. You'll find yourself praying for somebody, and before you know it, you done broke up in worshiping. When you come to yourself, that person tell you, you know, I'm healed. By God's strength, because it wasn't about you. It was all about Jesus. It wasn't about the other person. It was all about Jesus. You know, we take the word of God quite literally. David said in Psalm 153:5, praise him with the sound of the timbrel. Praise him with the psalmist and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. The word of God said that. I don't know about you, but there is something that stirs with when the music begins to play. Because some people think of it, when the music starts, they figure that's the only way they're going to get their, as they say, their praise on and they wish. But if you listen to some of these songs and the word, My, you'll be down prostrated on the floor just telling God, thank you, how much you love him, how much you appreciate him. I mean, it come from the heart, you all. But you got to remember, music isn't the part of worship. It's only an outward sign of an inward feeling. You know, when you listen to music, it has the power to give your body moving, even when you don't feel like moving. You see people that's been sitting there for years, a bump on the law, but as their favorite selection come up, you see them go to moving, you say, oh, no. They don't never move. Well, what's going on, you know? But you, within your heart, you got to know. You know, some of the biggest songwriters write so much beautiful music. God have given them so much, so many beautiful words to put down, to put lyrics. And sometimes you find yourself going off in a worship. You don't even hear the music no more. You have a connection. It's you and God. God in you. From your heart. And, you know, music can be a part of real worship. You know, it can be brought on. But Jesus gave us the meaning of true worship, which I read earlier in John 4 and 24. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, worshiping God in spirit and truth is what real worship is all about. So y'all can share that with others today. Someone you may come in contact with, let them know about the program on Wednesdays and the different topics we use and talk about. And if any one of you on the line would like to bring a program on a Wednesday, just email me at sadie.aura@aol.com or either go on Blog Talk. Or we have someone who would like to say something. Let me bring them on. Praise the Lord. Coach, you're on the air.
Well, good morning and welcome. Thank you so much for your program. This is in talking about worship. In worshiping God, we give our utmost, the uttermost part of the essence of life, and we present this to God. It's also, worship also contains the superlative degree, that degree of language in any language for at any time, the superlative aspects of my groins I give to God today. I show him and I communicate with him, not because of who's standing next to me, not because of someone that I know, but because of the essence of God, because of the kingdom of God, which tells us we worship him in spirit. My spirit attached to his spirit. My soul becomes his soul. My life becomes his life. And all concern is in the hand of God. And I give him everything that I have, that he may know that I am his and he is mine. That's worship. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, caller, for coming on. And if anybody else would like to talk about worship, feel free. We have a few minutes because, I mean, ooh, when I just think about worshiping, and like she was saying, you know, even the true worship, my. You know, millions of people are going to drag themselves to church tonight. They're going to sit up in the worship center and watch what's going on. Maybe even stand up doing the prayer or the singing, giving in the offering plate, and doing the preacher as he bring forth the sermon. Then get up, drag themselves out the door of the church, into the car, and back home again. Their conscience will be clear for a while because they went to church. But did they really worship God? No. They went as a formality. Well, I know I should be at Bible study, a midweek service on Wednesday or Thursday or Tuesday. And they drag this up. But they don't go anticipating on letting go and let God. You know, we have to come together and praise and worship God for who he is. Because if it had not been for him, where would we be today? We give God the praise today, and we give him the glory. And on my final words today on what is true worship in spirit and truth, if anybody would like to say something before we come to the conclusion of our broadcast today, I only put it 30 minutes because I didn't know how many people would come in today and want to talk. But anybody that would like to do a program with me on a Wednesday, please let me know. You can contact me on Facebook or you can go through blogtalk.radio.com/joyandpeace, or you can email me, sadie.aura@aol.com. I would love to have guests come on and bring guests on with different topics, because we're not to one topic. We're trying to broaden out to everyone that's listening. And if you know Jesus, who God made this observation, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And this is love for God, to obey his commandment. And finally, the psalmist wrote, I obey your statute, for I love them greatly. When we love God, we want to obey him. Obeying him become a sign that we love him. Jesus linked love for God with obeying the commandment. So if you love God today, worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. These are my last words for today on the broadcast. Would anyone like to say anything before we end the broadcast today with a prayer? Or would like one of my guests like to pray us off the air today?
Amen. I'll do it. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for this beautiful broadcast. We thank you for the love that we feel and the unity and the spirit of oneness, oh God. So God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless each caller, God, each person that's on the line, God, that you would open up their understanding and give them the wisdom and the knowledge of God, and that they would be true worshipers. And that the Spirit of the Lord would dwell upon them, and they will get to know you even better in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And until next Wednesday, you all be blessed. And remember, when you go back to your various churches, realizing going to Romans chapter 12, what true worship is in verses 1 and 2. And just give yourself over to God. Let your heart go out. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.